This year summit a little different. It's going to be held virtually, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's the first time, and obviously just responding to the environment that we're in, trying to keep people safe but still engaged.
And then what are some of the topics that are going to be at this year's summit?
They keep building on each other, right? So each summit, we take more and more input from people about, sort of best practices and how some of these different water topics are crossing over. So this year, to try to keep the widest audience interested possible, we've really honed in on some of those topics that where there's a great intersection between, maybe two specific water sectors. So one of those examples might be like the drinking water utilities and our agricultural sector, and how the agricultural producers in the state can help us protect water supplies with different practices, and how that direct connection is really important to the drinking water providers about what's happening upstream. So that's one really good example. And then we're also looking at things like how water is managed locally. So, protecting people from floods, but then also ensuring that we have great places to recreate, and sort of how do we manage the changing climate and stormwater.
Yeah, I always find it interesting, too, when I look at the issues that are addressed every year, determining whether or not there's been any changes, any updates. Do you find that there is progress being made on the topics that we look at from year to year? I know this is early. I mean, we've gone into not too long with this summit, but any changes, notable changes that you can see?
I think we see lots of different people coming into the conversation that maybe didn't know or see their place before, so that's always really encouraging. And then, we're seeing our industry leaders sort of step up and want to be part of the conversation. So this year, Coca-Cola is joining us to talk about their water neutrality commitment, which is interesting. And so I think we're seeing people start to understand that planning for water isn't just an environmentalist kind of topic. It's really about our jobs and our quality of life. And so I think, that's probably the biggest change I'm seeing, is just a broadening out of how important it is for us to have a shared conversation. The summit is really a great place to kind of get people out of their silos of thinking and broaden those connections. But then, you asked what was changing. We're actively working on solutions. So what we try to do is, have a mix of different showcases from other places around the country. What are they doing in Iowa to protect source water that's different here, and can we learn from that? And what are they doing in Auburn, Alabama about stormwater management? So those are great ways to kind of spark new ideas, but keep pushing us to do better and to work harder together on a pretty complicated topic.
That sounds good, Jill. Thank you so much.
Sure.